I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. A four-alarm fire consumed a four-story building in northeast Philly before sunrise this morning. People in the Frankfurt neighborhood who live near it had to evacuate their homes over safety concerns. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Frankfurt.
Sidewalks were packed with people watching as firefighters did what they could to get the fire under control. Valerie Madden has lived across the street from the building that went up in flames for 30 years. She and her family needed to evacuate after a rude awakening.
Just the noise, the booms, a lot of noise outside. I looked out my window and I saw it on fire and I'm like, oh, I need to get up. It's about 5:30.
Those bangs were explosions coming from cars that caught fire. 10-year-old Shafiq couldn't believe his eyes after his family told him about the fire down the block.
I was looking out the window and I looked at it, then I came to the step and I looked out the door and I just seen all that right there on fire.
The American Red Cross says Philly's Office of Emergency Management is setting up a place to receive displaced neighbors at Samuel Fells High School. The OEM is coordinating with SEPTA to provide transportation to that area. In Frankfurt, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There is an increased police presence at Wissahickon High School in Montgomery County today. The beefed-up security comes after officials say a bullet was found in a classroom yesterday. Kids went home early after the bullet was discovered, and the Wissahickon principal said students in that classroom stayed behind so their belongings could be searched. Officials say one student had a shell casing in their pocket, but it was unrelated to the bullet. They didn't find any weapons or any other bullets. Lower Gwynedd police say the school and community were never in immediate danger. Police in Woodbury, New Jersey are investigating what they call copycat threats at Gateway High School. Gateway also has an increased police presence today with classes going on as scheduled. Governor Shapiro is taking action he says will help people who are struggling to afford a place to live. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
54% of Philadelphia's renters are spending 30% or more of their income on housing costs.
That's Donna Bullock, CEO of Project Home. Bullock was on hand at Wynn Senior Residences in West Philadelphia as Governor Josh Shapiro signed an executive order.
I want us to be able to lower costs for Pennsylvania. We are well on our way with our investments that we've made in economic development and education. And we've got to grow our economy. And housing is a key piece to that.
The order directs funding from the state budget as negotiated in the legislature to boost funding for FAIR, the Pennsylvania Housing Affordability and Rehabilitation Enhancement Fund, from $60 million to $100 million by 2026. The money from FAIR is used to support municipalities and other agencies with funding for the construction of more affordable housing, lowering costs, and repairing older homes. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Big baseball games this weekend in South Philadelphia. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
It's been far too long, far too many years since the Phillies and Mets played meaningful games in September with the National League East undecided. How fitting that this weekend at Citizens Bank Park will feature these two teams, with Rob Thompson's Phils leading the Mets by 8 games in the standings with a magic number of 9 to clinch the National League East.
Until they put that, whatever they put next year, your club, the E or the B or whatever it is, until they put that there, nothing's done. So we got to keep going.
And while the Phillies obviously cannot clinch this weekend, a successful one would help their chances to win the NL East for the first time since 2011. It would be a nice accomplishment with an obvious bigger goal in mind.
Aaron Nola starts tonight for the Phils at 6:40. Meantime, across the street, the Eagles are getting ready for Monday Night Football against the Falcons. Nick Foles will officially retire as an Eagle that night and serve as the honorary captain. That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.